Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancy Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancy soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Well, here we go. The 2025 season just about set as the Fresno Grizzlies have taken the field behind the right-hander Jackson Cox, 21-year-old from the state of Washington, pitching for the first time since July. There you see the Fresno Grizzlies defense in case you are watching along via the Valley Sports Live app. Let's set it for you. Felix Tena is in left field. Yiker Ray is in center. Robert Kala is in right. It'll be Blake Wright at third. Kelvin Hidalgo at short. Roynier Hernandez in second. Kevin Fitzer at first. And Alan Espinal will be the battery mate. Grizzlies defense brought to you by Save Mart. Save Mart has your bases covered. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart. So we are just about set to get this one underway, and it'll be Ali Camarillo to lead things off. This is the professional debut for the right-handed infielder from Chula Vista, drafted in the 12th round last year by the Athletics from Texas A&M, as Jackson Cox delivers the first pitch strike at 7:06. So the season officially underway. As Camarillo digs in, and Cox quickly jumps ahead 0-1, right back with another fastball, and that is a called strike. 0-2 to Camarillo, who has seen two fastballs in his professional debut, one at the bottom of the zone, one at the top, and then misses away with the third one, does Jackson Cox. So one ball, two strikes. Beautiful evening, 67 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Curveball, cut on and missed, and there's the first strikeout for Jackson Cox with an emphatic return to the mound. The umpires tonight, Eli Cox, calling his first single-A game, is behind the plate. And then Tanya Millett, the first female umpire in Chuck Chancy Park history, is on the bases. So a little bit of history tonight as quickly Cox ahead of Davis Diaz, the catcher, right-hand hitter. Played 14 games of Stockton last year, and Cox quickly ahead 0-2 once again. No balls, two strikes. Cox pumping the fastball in the mid-90s. That one at 96. The 0-2 pitch. Diaz chops it up the middle into the glove of Cox, who stabs it. Stretched out his glove with his left arm. Ran off the mound. Flips it underhand to Fitzer for the second out. And quickly, 2 are away. As Jackson Cox working rather efficiently, with two outs and nobody on. Now Jared Sprague-Lott, the second baseman, right-hand hitter, takes a big swing, expecting a fastball. Also making his pro debut. Drafted in the 9th round last year out of Arkansas University. Curveball bounces in the dirt to Espinal, who blocks it. It's 1-1 to the second baseman, Sprague-Lott. A lot of guys making their pro debuts tonight, especially on the Stockton side. 1-1 pitch, fastball, 96 miles an hour, misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. Two away here in the top of the first. Cox deals again. It's chopped softly to third. Right charging, gloves it, flips on the run, throws offline. Fitzer jumped off, got the tag, and does get Sprague-Lott in time. Tanya Millett makes the call at first. And that is a very quick 1-2-3 inning. Welcome back, Jackson Cox. Stockton goes down in order. No runs, no hits. nobody on base in the top of the first through a half inning. It's Stockton 0, Fresno coming up. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
An 11-pitch debut for Jackson Cox in 2025 as Fresno Grizzlies offense coming up to the plate. And Yiker Reyes will lead things off against Nathan Detmer, a right-hander who made four appearances last year for the Ports, but last pitched in April. He did see Fresno twice. He only gave up one run in four and two-thirds innings of work. The problem was is it cost him his only loss of the season. He did pitch against Modesto a couple of days later, and then that was the end of his season. So it'll be Reyes, Hernandez, and Calaz for Fresno here in the bottom of the first. Detmer's first pitch is swung on and missed by Yiker Reyes, a speedy left-handed hitter. Has stolen 20 bases pretty much every year he has been in professional baseball. He can run and good bat-to-ball skills. He's out in front of, looked a little bit like a that split-type changeup. And Reyes quickly down in the count now, 0-2. Detmer working fast, and the breaking ball doesn't nick the outside corner. Perhaps a bit low as well. One ball, two strikes to Yiker Reyes, the Grizzlies' leadoff man. Left-hand hitter against the right-hand arm of Detmer. And that one just a bit low. Popped out of the glove of the catcher, Davis Diaz. Diaz, by the way, didn't get a chance to tell you in his at-bat, a converted infielder to catching. 1-2 pitch. Now a fastball misses high to Yiker Reyes. The count is full, 3-2. So Detmer quickly ahead and then Yiker Reyes has worked the count full here in the bottom of the first. Payoff pitch misses too far inside, and Reyes aboard. Quickly, let's set the defense behind Detmer. It'll be Cameron Leary in left field. Pedro Pineda is the center fielder. Joseph Rodriguez in right. Miles Naylor at third. Ali Camarillo is the shortstop. Jared Sprague-Lott at second. C.J. Patero is the first baseman, and Davis Diaz is the catcher behind the plate. Here is Roynier Hernandez, another left-hand hitter. Reyes, a big lead at first. There he goes. First pitch up and away, outside for a ball, and Reyes swipes it easily. Throw was late. Reyes holds the base with his left hand on the corner towards first base. And I tell you what, fans here in Fresno are going to love Yiker Reyes. He gets on, and he's immediately at second after one pitch. So now a runner in scoring position for Roynier Hernandez. Detmer staring at Reyes, and then it's chopped towards third. Naylor going towards the bag, gloves it, throws long across the diamond in time to get Hernandez, and holds Reyes at second. A good play by the third baseman, Naylor. The good thing for Fresno is with the runner at second, no double play was even available. And Naylor's only play was at first. And the runner still in scoring position now for Robert Calaz. One out, one on. as Fresno looking for its first run of the season. And Claus takes a fastball, 92 miles an hour off the plate inside. Ball one. Detmer will get up into the mid-90s, but coming off of injury, we'll be interested to see just how often he does that. 1-0 pitch to Kalaz. The powerful righty takes outside this time. Not actually sure where that was. Just off the plate, says Eli Cox. Two balls, no strikes. Kalaz impressed last year the Arizona Complex League MVP. And he drives this one into the gap in left center field. Back goes Pineda. He will reach up right in front of the warning track and make the catch in deep left center. Reyes tags and goes to third. That ball was hit so deep, Reyes was starting to come around third like he was going to score from second on the fly ball. Kalaz just misses it. Reyes tags and goes to third, and now it's up to Kevin Fitzer to get the first run. One out, or two outs rather, in the runner on third, and Fitzer takes a strike. First pitch. Bottom of the zone, right at the kneecaps of Fitzer. 93 miles an hour. Reyes asked for time to tie his shoe. Neither team with a hit yet. A one pitch chopped foul at the plate by Fitzer. 0-2. Fitzer, a really talented hitter. And the Grizzlies coaching staff saying all he did throughout the spring was hit. He's got a little bit of power. And Grizzlies looking for him to show it. 0-2 pitch, shot towards first. Patero on a short hop, bodies it up, corrals it, picks it up, and steps on first to end the inning. And that is it. Fresno gets a base runner, but nothing else. And they leave one stranded. No runs, no hits. Reyes left stranded at third base. We've completed one. We have no score yet in 2025. Fresno and Stockton from downtown Fresno in Chickchansey Park. This is the Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
Move on to the second inning, where Fresno and Stockton are tied at zero. And Jackson Cox will deal with the middle of the Ports lineup. Cameron Leary, Pedro Pineda, and Carlos Franco. Those of you who are joining us now on Bally Sports, thanks for hanging on. We are simulcasting on ESPN Radio 790 in Fresno tonight. And thank you for joining us there as well. Leary, powerful left-handed bat, will lead things off. 73 games last year between Boston College and Stockton. First pitch swinging against Jackson Cox, and he drives it through the right side on the ground for a base hit. So Cox primarily was starting hitters off with fastballs. And Leary decided to go pick on one early. Now Pedro Pineda, a veteran in the California League, parts of three seasons, has played 133 games with the Ports. Batting on the right side, dances out of the way of a fastball on the inside. One ball, no strikes. Runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the second. Flared foul by Pineda up and over the Grizzlies dugout on the first base side. Lively crowd here on opening night. Beautiful night in the Central Valley. A fall into the mid-60s as Pineda leans back out of the way of a 95-mile-an-hour fastball high and tight. Two balls in one strike to the Ports center fielder. Leary, the runner on first after a first-pitch single. Cox kicks and deals, and Pineda skies one on the first base side. Fitzer into foul territory. Up against the net goes and gets tangled up above the padding. Kind of spun around like a trapeze artist as the ball hit the top of the netting on its way down. 2-2 to Pedro Pineda. Cox working out of the stretch after a very easy first inning. Gets a swing and a miss. And Pineda is down on strikes. It popped out of the glove of Espinal, the catcher, but first base is occupied. And so that is the second strikeout for Jackson Cox, who has worked very efficiently in that first inning. Here's Carlos Franco, the DH. One on, one out for the left-hand hitting Franco, who watches a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Cox will turn and throw, and back in with a dive is Leary safely to first. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Espinal's throw to second is high, and Leary slides in safely. And so each team with a stolen base in the early going, as neither starting pitcher was allowing much hard contact. 1-1 to Carlos Franco. Breaking ball runs inside. I think they're saying now the count is 1-2, so it should have been 0-2 on the pitch before. Cox deals. Changeup kind of dipped down low late. Still 91 miles an hour from Cox on our CHP radar gun, California Highway Patrol, Safety Service and Security. 2-2 to Franco. Leary leads off second. Just misses inside, so the count was apparently 3-1. He was trying to go off the scoreboard there. Apologize for getting tied up, and it's a one-out walk with runners on first and second. And it will be the first baseman, C.J. Patero. Patero, left-hand hitter. This is his pro debut as well. He played his first collegiate season at Vanderbilt, and then finished his career at Penn State. He is a contact type of guy. Hit 250 in his collegiate career across four seasons. Watches the first pitch inside, 96 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. Leary off second, Franco off first. Cox dealing a much more difficult inning, and a fastball fouled off as Pitaro just fights it off over the Sports dugout on the third base side. Well behind it. Inner third of the plate. Now Cox can pitch for the ground ball or the strikeout. 0-2 pitch. Down and in. Two balls, one strike. Excuse me. It's 1-2. Cox delivers. Popped up. Shallow left field. This is a long run. Third baseman Wright going out. He will make the catch. Turns and throws to second. Not in time as Leary dives back into the base safely. Blake Wright got out there, and that was going to be the infielders. Felix Tenna was playing very deep in left field and off the line for the left-handed hitter. And Wright raced back like he knew he had to make the play and got there in the heads up to make the throw to Roynier Hernandez at second. But Fresno not out of the woods yet. Two outs, two on. And here's the third baseman, Miles Naylor. And the Port's third baseman takes a fastball on the lower outer third for strike one. About quad high. As Cox just letting the fastball rip. Breaking ball now. Check swing, and Naylor able to hold up as they appeal to the base umpire, Tanya Millett, who's standing at shallow shortstop on the infield grass. 1-1 to Naylor. Fastball runs high into 97 miles an hour, but outside. Cox, good velocity, but known for his off-speed stuff. 2-1 to Naylor, and the fastball this time gets the call right on the outside corner. 96 again. It's been 95 and 96 most of the early going for Cox. He only had to throw 11 pitches in that first inning. He's had to labor a bit more since. 20 pitches in this inning. Make it 21 as the breaking ball doesn't get the call. And the count is full. 3-2, two outs. Pitch just a bit low. And now the runners will be in motion. Cox delivers down and out. Ball four. And the bases are loaded. Second walk of the inning issued by Cox. And it will be Joseph Rodriguez. Out comes Jerry Sullivan for the first time this year. The Grizzlies pitching coach will come check on Cox. Again, he only needed 11 pitches, breezed through the first. He's thrown twice that in this inning. And up to 33 on the outing. Yansel Correa is up in the Fresno bullpen, and he would be the next arm for the Grizzlies. Told you, Cox returning from Tommy John surgery, missed all of 24 last month plus, maybe a month and a half of 2023, but a highly regarded prospect in the Rockies organization, now faced with the bases loaded and two outs here in the second, trying to get out of it against Joseph Rodriguez, and he deals a fastball at 96, right at the bottom of the zone for strike one. Leary on third after he singled to start the inning, and then two walks have loaded the bases with some outs mixed in. A fastball down and away to Rodriguez. Evens the count at 1-1. 2 outs in the top of the second. Both teams looking for a run, and the Ports positioned well, but a 96-mile-an-hour paralysis fastball locks up Rodriguez on the outside corner. And now Cox one pitch away. 1-2 to the right fielder Rodriguez. Top of the lineup waiting on deck for the Ports. And a fastball just low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 0-0 on opening day. Joseph Rodriguez trying to change that. Cox deals in the dirt. And Espinal knocked it down. And keeps Leary at bay over at third base. So now the runners can get a head start. Another full count. As this has been a troublesome inning for Jackson Cox. The payoff pitch to Rodriguez. Cut on and missed. He got him. 3 strikeouts in what is probably the end of the outing for Jackson Cox. Welcome back. The right-hander with 2 solid innings. 1 was a breeze, and 1 took some skill to get out of. Stockton leaves the bases loaded in the second. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. No score yet on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss, so get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Bottom of the second inning here at Chick Chansey Park, and the Fresno Grizzlies are going to try and score the first run of 2025 against Nathan Detmer. It will be Kelvin Hidalgo, Blake Wright, and Tommy Hopvey. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Grizzlies. They had the leadoff batter on as Detmer deals a first pitch strike to Hidalgo. It's 0-1. Detmer back again, and next pitch misses down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. I was going to say the Grizzlies had the leadoff man on against Detmer in the first as Hidalgo chops 1 to 3rd. Naylor backing up. Spins to his left, gloves it, throws offline, and the tag was not there. Hidalgo beats it out. And the leadoff man aboard again for the Fresno Grizzlies here to start the second. It will be an error on Naylor. And now we'll see what Fresno can do with it. Reyes was in scoring position with nobody out. And Fresno just couldn't get him in. Now it's Blake Wright, the third baseman and sixth-place hitter. Drafted out of Clemson last year. Did make his pro debut in Fresno. And that is a perfect segue to my first guest as a Grizzlies broadcaster, first guest of 2025, Vanessa Puopolo from Visit Fresno. Thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely, Tim. So happy to be here.
There goes Hidalgo. First pitch is, or pitch to right is fouled off, and it's 1-1. And I've said it, but I haven't said it on the broadcast yet. We want to make this a celebration of baseball, a celebration of the Central Valley, and how those two come together. And it is opening night here at Chuchansky Park, presented by Visit Fresno. And that is the perfect segue about why this is so important to have this place here. Is right, scalds one to third, Naylor gets it again, flips to second for one, Sprague Lott makes the turn in the double play, and that is quickly two outs in the second. But regardless of that, as Tommy Hopvey is going to come to the plate, the Fresno State product, switch hitter, DH. There's two outs and nobody on for Hopvey. It is a beautiful night regardless, and you can't draw it up any better in the Central Valley. Hopvey takes the first pitch high. It's ball one. Why is it so important as you look at this perfect backdrop for baseball for Visit Fresno to be a part of this opening night?
You know, a big part of it is that Fresno is California's sports central, whether it's opening night of the Grizzlies, which is one of my favorite nights of the year, or if we're hosting CIF or any of the other recreational sports that you can do here in Fresno. What better place is there than here?
I couldn't agree more. 1-1 to Hopvey, and he turns one foul into the Fresno dugout. He got Felix Tena on a hop, who bounces off the top step and says, I'll get to safer ground. I don't know how you could draw up a better night than tonight. 65 degrees. There is not a cloud in the sky.
You know, I did call in a couple favors to make sure that the weather tonight was going to be exceptional.
Well, thank you for doing that.
I do what I can, Tim.
I am so excited you're here, as it is 1-2 to Hopvey, two outs, bottom of the second, still no score. What do people need to know about Fresno, who are listening all around the country right now, as Hopvey swings and misses to end the inning? We're going to stick right with you.
Great. So here's the thing about Fresno. We are California without the mouse. If you want to come and have an authentic California experience, you're going to want to come here. I mean, we are California without filters. And if you want to experience life in a real way, this is the place to do it.
I think that is exactly right. Visit Fresno has partnered with all sorts of businesses in the Valley. But really, specifically in Fresno, that is key in the name. But it's Visit Fresno County.
It is Visit Fresno County. And we do love the entire county. We think that we are one of the best places in the country. We're definitely the best place in California.
Well, this is a postcard night, and you said that. And I want to get back to what you said without the mouse, because tomorrow night we're going to be celebrating both our military veterans and our agriculture, and my job depends on Ag Night. But we look at this opening night. It's the kickoff for the season. There are so many people who make the Valley what it is. Everybody has to come visit at some point, right?
Absolutely. And I think that if you are one of those people that really appreciates good food, you're going to want to come here, because guess what? This is where all that food is grown. And unlike a lot of other California cities, we don't need a tire company to tell us that our food is good.
I appreciate that. This wasn't grown tonight, but I was trying the Korean corn dog.
Oh, always a classic. If you want a Korean corn dog, you're going to want to come to Fresno to do it, because it's the best.
That was on the news this afternoon, right before the game, and our friend at ABC 30, Stephen Hicks, threw that and threw me on TV to have that before the broadcast. But I think one of the things I wanted to get to is we have food trucks, we have great brick-and-mortar restaurants. All that farm-to-table stuff is real, but you can get a good meal wherever you go.
You really can, and I think one of the things that's important to remember about Fresno and the Central Valley as a whole is that it is one of the most culturally diverse places in the country. And so if you're looking for any type of food, you can find it here, whether it's a restaurant or a food truck.
Absolutely. Yandel Correa is the new pitcher for Fresno, and it's the top of the Stockton lineup as we start the third. There is no score. It's quickly 1-1 to Ali Camarillo, It'll be the Port's 1-2-3 hitters, Camarillo, Diaz, and Sprague Lott, to welcome Yansel Correa into the ball game. The right-hander deals in a ground ball past the diving Blake Wright on the ground into left field, and the leadoff batter aboard. Jackson Cox's day is done. He went two innings, gave up one hit, walked two, did not allow a run, but certainly a great sight to see as he struck out three batters in those two innings. A runner on, and Davis Diaz is coming to the plate. Davis Diaz is from Vanderbilt, went to school there in Nashville, Tennessee, so I am sure we have people listening not only all over the country, but all over the world, with some of our other players who are from the Dominican Republic, as the first pitch is a called strike to Diaz, who grounded back to Cox in his first at-bat. You travel a lot for your job to tell people about Fresno.
Yes, I do.
What do you often tell people from an area like Nashville? I know you've hit a couple of those points as the first pitch runs inside, but what about the sports scene in general? What do you tell people that is different in the Valley than, say, the Midwest or the South?
I think part of it is that this is an authentic experience. You're not just going to come here and get a regular old ball game with regular old food. If you come here, you can head on over to Tioga Sequoia, have one of the best beers on the market. I know right now I'm drinking a Half Dome. Super happy about that. The other thing is the food. The food is going to change that experience for you.
Oh, absolutely. Two balls and one strike, and it's a broken bat. Flair to third, right catches it in the air, and the runner Camarillo was taken off to second. Right flips to first to double him up. Already two double plays. You've been here 5 minutes, and it's just making this thing turn quick and quicker.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you. I've got the good luck charm. Visit Fresno County.
There you go. There you go. Okay. There's two outs. I wasn't sure if you were going to say it was the Half Dome.
You know, it could be both. It could be the combo.
Here's Jarrett Sprague Lott with two outs and nobody on, and Correa misses outside with ball one. Well, we were talking just about earlier, just the importance of the Valley, the importance of sports, nailing why this is such a great place to visit, as Sprague literally gets nailed on the shoulder, right as I said that. And it's a two-out base runner for the Ports. Poor timing. It is an all-encompassing thing. And I think as I look out at Chukchansey Park tonight, the stands are filled with fans who are having a good time. You mentioned the unique experiences. I was asked actually by one of our coaches who came into Fresno for the first time. He said, how far is it away from Yosemite?
You can be at the south gate of Yosemite in 45 minutes. And, Tim, I got to tell you, there is not another city in this country where you can go, you can catch a ball game, you can go to a fantastic brewery, and you're 90 minutes away from three national parks.
There is not a better reason to visit than that.
There really is not.
Vanessa, thank you so much. Thank you to Visit Fresno for sponsoring tonight, and enjoy the rest of the ballgame.
Absolutely. It was so good to see you, Tim. Always a good time.
Great to see you as well. That's Vanessa Puopolo from Visit Fresno. We're headed to the bottom of the third on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
We'll be right back.
Still no score as we move into the bottom of the third inning, and the Grizzlies will come to the plate with Alan Espinal, Felix Tena, and Yiker Reyes, 8-9-1, due up against the starter, Nathan Detmer, who did not have to labor much in that second. He seemed to settle in, and he will face Alan Espinal making his professional debut. And the Grizzlies catcher takes down and away for ball one. Something pretty interesting about this game is both catchers that are starting, Espinal and Davis Diaz, were teammates last year at Vanderbilt. As Espinal fouls off the 1-0 pitch, it's 1-1. So for Alan Espinal, what a way to make your pro debut than with a college teammate as your counterpart. Diaz was an infielder last year for the Commodores. 1-1 pitch. On the inside corner, a called strike. One ball, two strikes to Espinal. But Allen got better at the plate every year that he was at Vanderbilt. 1-2 pitch, up and away. 95 miles an hour from Detmer. That's the fastest we've seen him run it up there on the CHP radar gun. Just off the plate away. Two balls, two strikes. Detmer winds and deals, and Espinal skies one deep into right field. Rodriguez running into the corner. He's got a beat on it into foul territory. Reaches up and makes the catch. And Espinal retired for the first out in the third. That ball just kept carrying, but it faded away from the foul pole and a bit behind the Grizzlies' bullpen. And Rodriguez stayed with it, showed off his speed, and that's the first out in the third. Here's Felix Tena, a familiar name to Grizzlies fans, as he watches a 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the tip-top of the strike zone. The Stockton pitchers probably on a pretty tight leash. A one pitch misses down low, and it's kind of something that the whole athletics organization does at their developmental levels. That one sunk below the zone. One ball, one strike. You get 75 pitches or five innings. That's it. There's no alternatives. So you're not going to throw a complete game no hitter, even if you stayed under 75 pitches because they pull you after five. Tena chasing the 2-1 pitch. That was right down Broadway, just missed it and had some movement to it. Two to Tena, and he shoots it up the first baseline, but foul. He'll stay alive. So Jackson Cox, the starter for Fresno, threw 39 pitches in two innings and only 11 of them in the first. Detmer only at 34, threw two and a third. Fastball runs in tight. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes to Tena. Detmer deals a soft chopper to the left side. And Naylor cut in front of the shortstop, Camarillo. It gets by both of them into left field. And the Grizzlies have a base runner. We will see how that gets ruled. Officially, Fresno does not have a hit yet. So that would be a tough one to be given a hit. Naylor just missed it. And he was the culprit on the first error. Back to the top of the lineup as Yiker Reyes will come to the plate with one out and one on. He walked and stole a base in his first at bat. A very, very late call. And I believe they're going to call a ball on the pitch clock had expired for Detmer. And Eli Cox jumped out there. So he threw up his hands, Eli Cox, the home plate umpire, did. But you can take the result of the play now. And so he got back into the squat to see what would happen. A quick throw over And Tennebank in safely with a dive. No score in the bottom of the third. Fresno and Stockton in the season opener. Tenna leads off first. And this was slashed through the left side and into left field. First hit of the year for the Fresno Grizzlies. And it's Yiker Reyes in the third. But Reyes is hobbling now. And the speedy center fielder with a noticeable limp slapping his right leg. Kota Omizu, the first-year athletic trainer for the Grizzlies, is near the coach's box. Now Cesar Galvez is coming over. And Galvi also plays translator. By the way, I didn't get to tell you that Dave Keller, the Grizzlies bench coach, is also the first base coach. By the way, the Tenna play was officially ruled E5, so that's two errors on Naylor tonight. Reyes looks like he might have just had a stinger. He's running up the right field line with a little bit of a bounce. Now's a good time to tell you that Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and ready to serve Grizzly fans. Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., we look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. No score yet, but Fresno threatening in the bottom of the third is Roynier Hernandez, the second baseman who is 0 for 1, hitting with one out and runners on first and second. Detmer kicks and deals, outside ball one. 83 miles an hour on the off-speed pitch, down and away to Hernandez. Detmer staring at Tenna, who leads off second and dots the outside corner with a fastball, 93 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. Detmer's 1-1 pitch, down and in, and Hernandez backs out of the way. Two balls and a strike to the Grizzlies' second baseman. Fresno has had a base runner in each of its first three trips to the plate. Now trying to cash it in the middle of their lineup due up. Grounded to first. Patero diving stop right on the line. Goes belly up. Pops up and beats Hernandez in a foot race for the second out. Both runners move up. And there's two in scoring position for Robert Calaz. With two outs. Patero was positioned perfectly, did have to dive, but showed off probably the extent of his range to get that ball. Calaz just missed one his last time up, flew out to left center field. This one is a fastball that runs in on his hands. Fouled back over the plate. It's 0-1. Gets out into the second deck. Might have bounced back to the lower bowl. An error off the bat of Tenna as Calaz stings it to second, but right at Sprague Lott. And Fresno will leave two on the bases. No runs, one hit, the one error. And the Grizzlies failed to score in the third. They're threatening once again against Nathan Detmer. We've completed three. It is Stockton and Fresno tied at zero. Opening night from Chukchansey Park on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. and new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Yantel Correa will be back on for his second inning of relief. And I mentioned Jackson Cox did have kind of a limit to him tonight. The Grizzlies got everything they wanted out of his return to the mound. Two innings without a run, struck out three, and allowed just one hit. It'll be Pineda, Franco, and Patero due up against Correa. And a first pitch fastball blown by Pedro Pineda, who struck out in his at-bat against Jackson Cox. It's 0-1. Top of the fourth inning, no score here at Chick Chansey Park. Opening night. Gorgeous evening here in downtown Fresno. Correa's pitch, fastball right down the heart of the plate at 94, and it's 0-2. Live arm in Yansel Correa, the 20-year-old from Caguas, Puerto Rico. Snaps a slider in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes to Pineda. Correa, a big right-hander, 6'4", 210 pounds. You don't see many pitchers listed as a switch hitter, but he's an athletic guy. 1-2 pitch. Fastball runs inside at 94. Two balls and two strikes. Gray went to high school in the States and was drafted by the Rockies. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, down and away, and it skips to the backstop. And so the count runs full to Pineda. Correa had him on the hook and was trying to get nasty with it and bounced a couple of breaking balls that were easy takes for the port center fielder. Payoff pitch, way outside. 95 miles an hour, and he pulled it into the left-hand batter's box. That will be the thing to watch this year with Yantel Correa. It is about how efficient he can be, because he's got the stuff, he's got the arm. Carlos Franco, the DH, walked his first time up. That was against Jackson Cox back in the second. And he chops the first pitch this first. Fitzer on a high hop, gets it, throws the Hidalgo for one, back to Fitzer. Double play. And that is exactly how you get out of a jam if you're Yantel Correa. Weak contact, pulled right at a guy. And it was topped right into the glove of Fitzer. Hidalgo with an excellent arm on the return. And there are two outs in the top of the fourth. Here is C.J. Patero. Correa misses outside, and it's 1-0. If I got screwed up, by the way, on Franco's walk back in the second, and you're like, what is this guy talking about? It was confirmed to me in between innings. He walked on three pitches. Correa deals, and Patero flares it. Third base side right, chasing it into foul territory. Runs into the net, meets a fan, but can't make the catch. And it's 1-1. There was a delay in the scoreboard, so the way the balls and strikes get displayed here at Chick Chansey Park, it wasn't connected there for a minute, or it was at least running late. And so the count didn't show up correctly. And then they awarded him the walk on three balls. Graham misses down low. Got two balls and a strike to Patero, the first baseman who popped out to shallow left, but it was the third baseman right who made that catch. Fastball high and away. And Alan Espinal telling his pitcher, just focus on me. 3-1 to Patero. Good contact left-handed hitter. Made a great play defensively last inning as Correa misses again, this time the arm side, and it's away to batters. It was pulling the ball, or called missing glove side, where he's holding on to the ball a bit too minute to a right-handed hitter. And then to the lefty, was letting it go too soon. So Yansel trying to lock in. It's his second walk of the inning. But there's just one on and two outs as Miles Naylor comes to the plate. Third baseman has walked, and he swings through what looked like a cutter, 94 miles an hour. Correa has one of the more vast arsenals on the Grizzlies pitching staff. 0-1 pitch to Naylor. Catches the inside corner with a fastball. Naylor disagrees. And it's 0-2. But Correa offers four pitches, a fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. 0-2 pitch. Naylor takes off the plate inside. As Correa decided to go back to that well. One ball, two strikes. Naylor, of course, the younger brother of Bo and Josh, both big leaguers. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the slider. And Correa strikes out Naylor in the fourth. No runs, no hits. One left on in the top of the fourth for the Ports. Led to the bottom of the inning. Still no score at Chukchansey Park this season opener on the Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chukchansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chukchansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chukchansey Park, the $3 value menu. In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chukchansey Park.
Nathan Detmer working well into the fourth inning. The right-hander has allowed just one hit to the Fresno Grizzlies here on opening night. And he'll deal with the middle of the Fresno lineup to start the bottom of the fourth. Kevin Fitzer, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Blake Wright. Fresno has had traffic on the bases against Detmer in every inning. But they have yet to cash in. As Detmer winds and deals, and Fitzer skies one into shallow right field. Rodriguez, the right fielder, coming in and will make the catch. The second baseman, Sprague Lott, going out, almost collided with him. But it is Rodriguez who secures the first out. And Detmer given a very easy reprieve to get the first out of the inning on just one pitch. First pitch to Kelvin Hidalgo. Misses down and away for ball one. Detmer mostly strikes, but has kind of mixed out of the zone. Hidalgo fouls the 1-0 pitch off his hands and behind the plate out of play. And after somewhat of a tough first inning, Nathan Detmer has settled in. Pitch misses down low. Two balls and a strike to Hidalgo. Reached on an error his first time. And for all the talk about Calaz and the clout he carries as a prospect, Hidalgo just 20 years old as he watches down and away. Three balls and a strike. And while the Colorado Rockies organization has depth at a lot of power positions, Hidalgo strikes this one into right field. Rodriguez held up on the line drive and then charges in at the last minute, reaches out and makes a grab. But Kelvin Hidalgo, a chance this year to really make an impact in the organization and prove that he is a guy that they should be paying attention to. Of course, Fresno fans know about Rockies middle infielders who have had success here. Blake Wright, swing and a miss. The off-speed pitch from Detmer, and it's 0-1. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth, no score yet. Detmer, a solid start for Stockton. 0-1 pitch. Wright watches a fastball on the outer third, called strike. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2. Right, watches the slider fall off the plate away. One ball, two strikes, two away. I was telling you earlier, there's not a super long leash. It's 5 innings or 75 pitches for the Port starter. And he doesn't barely cross 50 before he gets a swing and a miss at the off speed from Wright. And that ends the fourth inning. Grizzlies go in order without a base runner. First time in 2025. Nathan Detmer getting better as this one goes on. We've completed four at Chuck Chancey Park. Still no score on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Third inning of work for Yanzel Correa out of the bullpen for Fresno. Jackson Cox went two scoreless innings in the start. Great return to the mound for the Rockies prospect. And Correa has navigated around some free passes. He hit one batter and he has walked two others. But Stockton has not had multiple base runners on at the same time against Correa. They did leave the bases loaded after Cox got through the second. First pitch to Rodriguez, who shows bunt and fouls it off at the plate. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez struck out to end that second inning against Cox. And end Port's chance to take the first lead of this season. Still scoreless as we're in the fifth. Chopped up the middle. Bouncer off the glove of Correa. Hernandez gloves it behind the bag. Bounce throw to first is going to be late. And Joseph Rodriguez has an infield single in front of the Port's leadoff hitter to start the fifth inning. Ali Camarillo, the shortstop, 1-for-2, struck out and singled. He welcomed Yansel Correa into the game with a base hit in the third. Runner on first, nobody out in the fifth. Correa's first pitch is shot foul, and that is into the suites for the first time this year, right above the Toyota sign. That's the low numbers, I believe. Andrew Milos is going to correct me later. 0-1 to Camarillo. I think that hit the window, and what makes for a better time hanging out with your friends than a ball coming right up into the party? 0-1 to Camarillo, and Correa nicks the outside corner. Great location, 93 mile an hour. Plenty of movement at the top of the zone. 0-2 to Camarillo. Rodriguez, good speed and a good lead at first. Correa deals. Ground ball up the middle. Hidalgo dives. It ricochets off his gloves and trickles into center field. Rodriguez goes first to third. He'll stop there. It's a base hit for Camarillo, and the Ports are in business with two hits to start the fifth and nobody out. So here is Davis Diaz. The catcher, Vanderbilt product. There is an interesting tidbit with the A's as well, talking about their pitching staff. They have worked with a couple of guys that they have converted from infielders to catchers. Correa dealing with runners on first and third, and Diaz fouls it back. 93-mile-an-hour fastball high and tight. And it's 0-1. Ports in business here in the fifth. Correa's 0-1 pitch. Tap towards third. Right charges. He goes to second for one. Hidalgo's turn is not in time. And in to score is Rodriguez. The Ports have a lead, and it's an RBI fielder's choice for Davis Diaz. The first run of the year comes on a softly hit ball. Blake Wright really surveyed all of his options quickly, but tried to get it to Roynier Hernandez in time. But Diaz runs well. I told you he's a converted infielder. Not the speed of that typical catcher that you would think. No offense to catchers, as Jared Sprague-Lott, the second baseman, fouls the ball into the second deck, and that is the loudest roar of the night so far for the fan who made the nifty catch in the club level. 0-1 pitch. It is down and away. One ball, one strike. Come on up to Chauncey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended giveaway, Chauncey promises an unforgettable experience. 1-1 to Jared Sprague-Lott, and he drives it into right center field. Kala is drifting back. Gets right to it, reaches up for the catch, and Sprague-Lott is the second out in the fifth. So a promising inning for the Ports has turned into a lead, but it will be up to Cameron Leary to make it a crooked number. Davis Diaz, the runner on first, two outs. And the Ports with the run across, leading 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. Leary is 1-for-2, and he takes first pitch slider. That might be the changeup. 91 miles an hour. I just can never imagine throwing a changeup that fast. 0-1 to Leary. That ball is fouled off. 0-2. I was warned that Correa would be in the low 90s with his off-speed stuff. Fastball has kind of been 93, 94. He did touch a little bit higher early on, trying to get out against Leary. There's the changeup down low. One ball, two strikes. Diaz leads off first. Gray is 1-2 pitch. Leary slices it the opposite way past Hidalgo and into left field. Hidalgo was tucked towards second. And Leary goes the other way on a pitch down and away. And that was an excellent piece of hitting by Cameron Leary, who is 2-for-3 tonight. Third hit of the inning for the Ports. Now it is Pedro Pineda. Two on, two out. A run already in for Stockton. Correa kicks and deals down low. One ball, no strikes. Pineda struck out and walked. 0-for-1 officially is Correa trying to get out of trouble. Ground ball right back to the mound. Smothered by Correa on the dirt. Runs to first, flips it to Fitzer to end the inning. But Stockton strikes first. They get a run on three hits. They leave two stranded. Middle of the fifth here at Chukchansey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies now trailing the Stockton Ports 1-0.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Grizzlies trying to bring their offense to life here in the bottom of the fifth against Nathan Detmer. Most likely his last inning, and he'll deal with Tommy Hopvey, Alan Espinal, and Felix Tena. Bottom third of the Grizzlies line, a big swing and a miss from the switch hitting designated hitter Hopvey, who struck out his first time against Detmer. It's 0-1. Detmer, an SEC guy. Texas A&M is Hopvey out in front. And got it off the end of the bat. 91 miles an hour. And Hotvey way ahead of it. 0-2. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Fresno looking for some traffic against Detmer, who has settled in, and he misses down low to Hotvey. 1-2. Fresno had the first batter of the game on base and the first batter in the second inning on. But two on in the third. They have not converted any of those into runs. 58-foot changeup from Nathan Detmer evens the count to Hotvey at 2-2. Of course, Tommy, the Central Valley native, born in Bakersfield, from Visalia, went to Fresno State, shoots the 2-2 foul. Four seasons as a Bulldog, made his professional debut in Visalia as a Fresno Grizzly, and will do a lot of things for the Grizzlies this year. 2-2 pitch, down and in, three balls and two strikes. And he represents some of the thump in the Fresno lineup. We've talked about Kalaz, Kevin Fitzer, Blake Wright. They all have some pop. Payoff pitch from Detmer. Hotvey, swing and a miss. And for the second time, Tommy Hotvey down on strikes. Third strikeout for Detmer tonight. And now it will be Alan Espinal. And this Fresno team does not expect to hit a ton of home runs. It's going to be important as Espinal drives one foul. That is in a very similar area. I think it's almost the same suite. That ball might have got lodged up in some of the signage. Everybody kind of looking around, wondering where it went. 0-1 to Espinal. Detmer back. And the breaking ball hangs high. Taken for a ball. 1-1. 1-0 Stockton. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Base runners aplenty, but runs a few. Slider outside from Detmer. Two balls and a strike to Espinal. I asked Alan yesterday what he thought was a part of his ascent as a hitter in college. This one runs in and hit the bat. All Alan can do is shrug his shoulders. Maybe a big sigh of frustration. It's 2-2 to Espinal. But his response as to how he grew is he said he just spent a ton of time at the facility. 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul. Of course, legendary coaching staff down at Vanderbilt. I'm sure they're excited. If you look at home plate right now, both the hitter and the catcher are products of the Commodore baseball program. 2-2 pitch, high and tight. Now it runs full. 3-2. That's about the hardest fastball that Detmer has thrown. And I think he's running out of time. 64 pitches now. So he's only got a few left. His activity in the Ports bullpen and activity on the bases for Fresno. Ball four misses inside. And Espinal walks. That is the second walk, but should tell you that when the Grizzlies walk, you can take the first steps toward a pain-free life at the Good Feet store. Schedule a free fitting at goodfeet.com. Here's Felix Tena, reached on an error by the third baseman, Naylor, his last time up, and he taps one at Naylor again. This time, Naylor gloves it, throws a long hop to first. Patero gets the bounce in time to get Tena for the second out. Up to second goes Espinal. A lot of softly hit balls at the third baseman tonight on both sides. And it'll be up to Yiker Reyes. He did walk his first time. He singled his last time up, so he has had success against Nathan Detmer tonight. This may be close to Detmer's last batter at 67 pitches now. Fresno trying to finally get to him. First pitch just off the plate away with the off-speed pitch. One ball, no strikes. Espinal, after a walk and that ground out, stands in scoring position. Reyes grounds it up the middle. Long run for the shortstop. Camarillo dives in the short outfield, and that saves a run. He kept it in the infield. It's the second hit for Reyes, but had that ball gotten through, this would be a tie game. And instead, it's first and third with two outs, and it'll be up to Roynier Hernandez. But before he hits, Jim Gott, the pitching coach for Stockton, will come out of the dugout and talk to Detmer. I told you that 75-pitch limit. Detmer at 69 pitches. So Reyes, who swung early in the count, did not knock Detmer out. But Hernandez will have that opportunity. Single game tickets are on sale. You can skip the lines to buy your tickets online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. With tickets starting at $8, Grizzlies Baseball offers one of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports. Roynier Hernandez will hit with two on and two out. He is 0 for 2 against Detmer today. Trailing by a run, Hernandez takes a fastball right in the bottom outside corner of the zone, 91 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Detmer, plenty of funk to him. He is not coming straight out of that big 6-4 frame. And Fresno has not squared many balls up against the Ports righty. A check on Reyes, the speedster over at first, dives back in without a tag from Patero. Reyes getting into scoring position is certainly something to think about for both clubs. 0-1 to Hernandez. Detmer deals. Runner not going. Chopped through the right side into right field. A base hit. Coming in to score is Espinal. Reyes slams on the brakes at second. An RBI knock from Roynier Hernandez ties this game at one. Great baseball from the Fresno Grizzlies, and Roynier Hernandez delivers the knock. A pitch middle in, and he bounced it through the right side. We're tied at one, and now the power. Robert Collage just missed one in the first, and he lined out to second in his second at bat, and he's thinking about getting a hold of one. A big swing and a miss. That breaking ball floated up there at 82. And Collage was thinking about the Tide Power Pod Power Alley. 0-1 to Collage. Down in the dirt. Good block. Davis Diaz behind the plate looking like he's caught for decades. We're tied at one on the RBI hit by Roynier Hernandez. Robert Collage trying to put Fresno in front. Detmer's 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, bends in, called strike. 1-2. Detmer, 1-2 pitch, outside, and Collage easily takes the breaking ball in the left-hand batter's box. Fresno had just one hit coming into this inning against Detmer. They've had two and looking for one to untangle the score. 2-2 pitch runs in tight. Collage hung there for a minute, walked out of the way as it popped out of the glove of Davis Diaz. Well, I've said it for the last three batters, but that was the 75th pitch for Nathan Detmer. 45 have been strikes. And I think this might be his last pitch, barring a foul ball. 3-2 to Collage, two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Runners will be in motion at first and second. There they go. Pitch fouled at the plate. And that was the caveat that I gave you just 1 second ago. Collage, great power. Told you he was the ACL MVP last year. He slugged .651 in 49 games in Arizona. Showed that power here. Runners go again, and Kalai's fans had a breaking ball down and away to end the inning. But Fresno gets on the board. They have tied this game on the RBI single by Roynier Hernandez. And as we have completed five innings, Stockton and Fresno are even at one. Opening day at Chuck Chancey Park. You're listening to the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. Express Furniture Rental is your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com. Yanzel Correa came on in the third inning for the Fresno Grizzlies. He's allowed just one run so far, and he is back out there to start the sixth. It is now a tie game as his offense got him that run right back in the bottom of the inning. Probably did chase Nathan Detmer from the game. Carlos Franco, C.J. Patero, and Miles Naylor. 6-7-8 in the Stockton lineup. Due up against Yansel Correa. First pitch outside. Franco walked on three pitches and grounded into a 3-6-3 double play. Swing and a miss. This is Cesar Franco, so I might have gotten my Franco's mixed up. Left-hand hitter. I said he walked on three pitches. That shows you where we have been tangled all day. Carlos Franco, Cesar Franco. This is Cesar Franco who fouls it off. One to one here in the top of the sixth inning. Correa kicks and deals, and that one runs inside, and the count will run full. As mentioned, Correa, three innings of work thus far. Has walked two, struck out one. Right-hander warming in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Behind Correa as Franco fouls it back. Yeah. Another pitch spoiled, foul. Franco takes outside, ball four. So the third walk issued by Correa in relief. And the leadoff man aboard via a walk. It's now five straight innings that the leadoff man has reached for the Ports. And Jerry Sullivan will come talk about it. Right-hander Fisher Jameson is warming up in the Fresno bullpen. And he would be one of the guys making their professional debuts. But Yantel Correa has been navigating through traffic. Now he'll deal with CJ Patero. Patero 0 for 1. He has walked. And the first pitch down and in to Patero for a ball, 1-0. Opening night and opening weekend full of plenty of festivities here at Chuck Chancey Park. Correa's 1-0 pitch skips by Espinal and up to second goes Franco. Thinking that'll be a wild pitch, but we'll wait for the official ruling. As Stockton now gets a runner into scoring position, it is confirmed. Fans tonight got magnet schedules for the whole season. Tomorrow night you can get the Sweet Road replica jerseys given out by Chick Chansey Gold Resort. Patero grounds it softly up the middle. Long run for Hernandez. Stops it on the grass. He'll turn and throw to third. But Franco back in with a head first dive. Hernandez saves a run. Very similar to what Stockton did in the bottom of the fifth. And it's runners on the corners for Miles Naylor. Naylor walked and struck out. The strikeout was against Yantel Correa, but he will not see Correa here in the sixth. We're going to have a pitching change. New arm coming in. We'll tell you about him when we come back. Stockton threatening in the sixth. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at fresnogrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Fisher Jameson will be the new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies making his professional debut. The right-hander, 6'5", 240 pounds from Boca Raton, Florida. 10th round draft pick by the Rockies last year. Did not pitch in the back half of the season, and that was a handful of the pitchers, the college arms for the Grizzlies this year, kind of made that choice. And you're going to see a lot of guys who had really successful careers but might have logged a lot of innings then took the back half of the season off, maybe went to instructs and then worked hard in spring training. So Jameson's going to face Miles Naylor. And a pitch clock debut to start your pro career. Naylor kind of got into the box late, but they'll charge Jameson with the ball. It's 1-0. So Jameson working from behind before he throws a professional pitch. Welcome to the big time. And then deals a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. 1-1, rather. This ball grounded to short. To the backhand, Hidalgo gets it to second for one. Hernandez turned, dug out by Fitzer. 6-4-3 double play. No RBI for Naylor, but he does get the go-ahead run in. And Stockton has a 2-1 lead. That'll be charged to Yansel Correa. And we will close the book on him. But Fisher Jameson with a 6-4-3 double play in his first professional at-bat. Swing and a miss by Joseph Rodriguez, who is 1-for-2. Jameson working out of the line, quickly deals a 93-mile-an-hour sinking fastball. Fouled off. 0-2. Tall righty, and again, these college arms that have matured. Jameson just misses outside. Entire Grizzlies defense took about three steps towards the dugout, thinking Eli Cox was going to ring up Joseph Rodriguez. That didn't happen. 1-2 pitch. Jameson back with it, stroked into left field right at Tenna, who takes a couple of steps in, makes a catch, and ends the inning. But a run for Stockton as they had one hit, nobody left on. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Stockton 2, Fresno 1 on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Bottom of the sixth inning where the Stockton Ports lead the Fresno Grizzlies on opening night 2-1. Ryan Magdich will come into the game. The Ontario, Canada native. 14th round pick by the Athletics out of Missouri last year. 6'5", 240. Lefty with a ton of funk will come on to face Fitzer, Hidalgo, and Wright. Three right-handed hitters for the Grizzlies in the sixth inning. Yeah. Magdich played 2 years. He was a two-way player at Florida Southern. I thought he was familiar. He went to Cochise College in Arizona for a while as Kevin Fitzer swings and misses. Fitzer 0 for 2 so far. Magdich. 0-1 pitch. Poured right in. 94 miles an hour. Kind of comes from a lower arm slot, though. Could be tough to pick up. 0-2 to Fitzer, and a big slow 82-mile-an-hour pitch hangs off the plate away. One ball, two strikes. Fitzer tried to go the other way against Nathan Detmer, who will wrap up his line here momentarily. 1-2 pitch fouled off the hands. Detmer, the port starter, gave him everything they would have wanted. 5 innings. Struck out 4, walked 2, gave up just the 1 run. And would stand in line for the win if the Port's bullpen can hold it. He only gave up 3 hits. 1-2 to Fitzer. Chopped foul at the plate. Doing his best work, Kevin Fitzer, is to just stay alive right now. Grizzlies trailing by a run. The traffic somewhat lessened before that 5th inning, which they developed a little rally. Fitzer fouling off another 1-2 pitch, so Magdich not able to settle into this one easily. And this is, I believe, the professional debut for Magdich as well. 1-2 pitch grounded the left side past the dive of Naylor into left field. That was perfectly placed. Whatever you choose to call it, the 5.5 hole. But right between Naylor and Camarillo, the shortstop, and Kevin Fitzer with his first hit as a Grizzly. A good start to the bottom of the 6th for Fresno. Here's Kelvin Hidalgo. Magdich is searching for a new baseball. Finally does get it from the home plate umpire, Eli Cox. Here's Hidalgo 0 for 2. Reached on an error his first time up. Magdich first pitch fastball way past the bat of Hidalgo. 95 at the letters. And Hidalgo is trying to ambush him. Shortstop also flew out to right field his last time up. 0-1 pitch. Right down the middle, 95 again. And Magdich quickly ahead 0-2. Long and lanky and pretty much telling the Grizzlies, come get it. 0-2 pitch. Down and in. Gets away from the catcher, Davis Diaz. Up to second goes Fitzer. And the Grizzlies have a man in scoring position with nobody out here in the 6th. I don't know. That's a tough one. Davis Diaz. That's just 96 that crossed him up. It will be scored a wild pitch. And the tying run in scoring position. Now Davis Diaz out to talk to Ryan Magdich. California Fish Grill is the place for wild-caught fish harvested through the least invasive means possible. Located in River Park, California Fish Grill, so good, so responsible. Great crowd on hand tonight here at Chick Chansey Park for opening night. And they're trying to cheer the Grizzlies to even this one up. Pitzer leads off second. Nobody out. 1-2 pitch. Hidalgo slashes it foul up into the club level. That thing ricocheted from the top of the seats all the way down to the bottom. Almost came back to the lower bowl. Only 86 off the bat. Seemed like it was hit a lot harder. 1-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle. Carrillo right there will field and throw to first. Over to third goes Fitzer. Hidalgo retired on the play. But that is an effective at-bat. And the wild pitch really hurts the Ports because that could have been a double play. That was a double play ball. And instead, it will be up to Blake Wright to try to tie this one up. Infield draws in for the Ports. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Feels like the bottom of the ninth. Magdich deals. Big swing and a miss. Changeup at 84 had Wright out in front. He had seen Magdich start each of the first two hitters off with fastballs in the mid-90s, and that's why you throw the off-speed pitch. Magdich disengages. Middle infielders are in. Corner infielders are as well, but they're about where they would be anyways. Wright spoils a breaking ball down and in, and it's fouled back towards the dugout club. There's our guy, John Stockton. If you're listening on 790 ESPN Radio, Stock is making something happen down there. Our dugout club presented by Ardent General this year. 0-2 to right. Chop towards short. Camarillo gets a high hop. Here comes Fitzer. Throw is good. Tag is there, and Fitzer is out. That was tough, but that is why a defense plays in. Fitzer went on contact. It was not hit right at Camarillo, but he reacted well. And so that double play ball irrelevant after the wild pitch because the Ports get the out anyways. Wright reaches on the fielder's choice, and now Tommy Hopvey, who took both of his first two at-bats from the left side, will spin around and bat right-handed against Ryan Magdich. First check on Wright almost got thrown at the first base coach, Dave Keller. But Patero able to save an errant throw. Hopvey takes upstairs. Mid-90s fastball at his shoulders, 1-0. 2-1 Stockton, bottom of the sixth. Ports have scored in each of the last two innings. Fresno trying to respond as Magdich misses away. Two-seamer tailing into the left-hand batter's box. 2-0 to Hopvey. The DH tonight, he will have a chance to play pretty much everywhere for the Grizzlies this year. Swing and a miss. High fastball that Hopvey was just under. 2-1. That was the pitch that Hopvey was hunting. And Magdich just snuck it by him. 2-1 pitch. Runs inside. Another fastball in the mid-90s. Three balls and a strike to Hopvey. Alan Espinal waiting on deck should this inning continue, but a hitter's count for the Grizzlies DH. And he deals. It's driven deep left field. Back goes Leary. Leary at the wall looking up. It is gone! Power pod, power alley. Tommy Hopvey powers out the first homer of the season for Fresno, and the Grizzlies lead 3-2. Fastball down and over the heart of the plate, and Hopvey struck it out to straightaway left field, and the Grizzlies have their first lead of the season. Espinal trying to back him up swings over the top of the changeup. All in one. Magdich, 0-1 pitch. Catches the inside corner, another off speed. Locks up Espinal. 0-2. Magdich, breaking ball down and in. One ball, two strikes. Hotvey hit that one. It was a 93-mile-an-hour pitch, and it was 104 off the bat. Espinal charges it into center. Back goes Pineda. He'll turn around, face up, and make the catch to end the inning. But not before Fresno gets the lead. The Grizzlies, off the bat of Tommy Hotvey, a two-run homer, have jumped in front after six. It's the Grizzlies 3, the Ports 2. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno Grizzlies have a lead thanks to Tommy Hotvey. And as we move on to the seventh inning, Fisher Jameson's going to try and protect that. It'll be the top of the Stockton Ports lineup due up. Ali Camarillo, Davis Diaz, and Jared Sprague Lott. Jameson came on and limited the damage. He got a double play that gave Stockton the lead. It produced the go-ahead run. Fresno obviously got that right back in the bottom of the sixth. But then he got Joseph Rodriguez to fly out to end the inning. Here's Camarillo, 2-for-3. First time seeing Jameson, the third Grizzlies arm of the game, and a first pitch fastball down and away for ball one. Beautiful night here in downtown Fresno. We're expecting a beautiful weekend. 1-0 pitch. Camarillo grounds it off of his foot to third base. That couldn't have felt good. I didn't get an exit speed off of the bat. But that ball rolled to Blake Wright like a regular ground ball. It obviously deflected off the foot of Camarillo, so good to see he's okay. And it's 1-1 to the Ports shortstop. 3-2, Fresno in the top of the seventh. Jameson's 1-1, fouled back to the screen. That was a slider that kind of hung out in the middle of the plate. And Camarillo just missed it. He asked for time, trying to think about what Fisher Jameson might throw in this 1-2 count. Jameson from the wind. 1-2 pitch, spoiled foul by Camarillo. That was just a good piece of hitting on a slider down and away. Camarillo spoils it foul. Both of these teams have been searching for ways to manufacture runs tonight. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Espinal corralled it in front of the plate on a ball in the dirt. Tags out Camarillo. And Fisher Jameson has his first professional strikeout. one out, and Davis Diaz will come to the plate. Drove in the run back in the fifth, legged out what would have been a double play had he not been running quickly up the line to get Stockton on the board. He takes a fastball above the belt for ball one. Jameson winds, and it is fouled off in and out of the glove of Espinal. One ball, one strike. Espinal and Diaz, college teammates last year, think that's pretty cool. Allen, of course, making his pro debut. This one bounces in the dirt. Good block by Espinal. I would have to imagine the amount of times catchers have started a season against each other after playing college ball. As Diaz fouls off another pitch. But after playing college ball as teammates the year before, wouldn't think that happens a ton. That's one of those unique stats I don't think anybody keeps track of. 2-2 pitch, skips in the dirt. Jameson bounced that breaking ball 59 feet of the way towards home plate. One away here in the seventh. Nobody on. As Davis Diaz trying to start something for Stockton, who needs a run. And Diaz pops it up into right field. Shallow right. Roynier Hernandez will give way to Kalaz, who tried to make a basket catch. Couldn't squeeze it. Davis running fast. Slides head first into second. He lost his helmet on the way there. And that is excellent hustle. For the second time tonight, Davis Diaz hustle has put the Ports in a great position. The RBI that he earned by legging out the ground ball prevented the double play and got Stockton on the board originally. And here on a shallow pop-up into right field, he did not take it for granted that that ball was going to be caught. He was hustling all the way. And when that ball was dropped, he was sliding into second. I'll tell you, for anybody who has kids playing Little League, think about my boys who are at the ballpark tonight. I would tell them that's what you want to do. Don't assume that that ball, that play is going to be made at any level. You never know what's going to happen. And Davis Diaz has put the Ports in a great position. Jerry Sullivan has gone out to the mound, getting his steps in tonight. And that buys enough time for the Fresno bullpen to get going. Here's Jared Spraglott. Fisher Jameson now having to deal with the teeth of this Ports lineup. And he misses with the slider down and away to Jared Spraglott. The second baseman, 0-for-2, is hit by a pitch. Back in the third. Runner in scoring position, the tying run. As Jameson dots the outside corner with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1. One pitch. Slider misses away. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch. Chopped at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. So Jameson started the at-bat away. Elevated to Spraglott, then tries to come in and kept the ball down in the zone. Single could tie this game up for Stockton. 2-2 pitch and an excuse me swing grounded into the Grizzlies dugout. All the scoring coming in the middle innings, the Ports got one in the fifth. Grizzlies answered that back in the bottom of the inning. Port's got one in the top of the sixth, and then Tommy Hotvey's homer in the bottom of the sixth. That gave Fresno the lead. Oh, man, the 2-2 just misses down and away. Jameson thought he had him. Payoff pitch again to Sprague Lott, and it's grounded sharply up the middle into center field. It will tie it. Davis coming around. The throw is cut off, and Jared Sprague Lott with an RBI single ties the game at 3. I think that Fisher Jameson felt like he might have gotten out of the inning. And instead, the Ports have evened this game up. Cameron Leary will be the hitter. Runner on and one out. Jameson kicks and deals down low. One ball, no strikes. There is activity in the Fresno bullpen. One oh pitch, and Leary stings it into right field. Claus charging in, catches this one at his waist. Runner got off. He throws to first and doubles him up. Claus turns it into a double play as Sprague Lott thought that ball was going to fall. And the Grizzlies get out of the inning, but the error does cost Fresno a run. And we are tied at 3. It's time to stretch here at Chick Chansey Park. Opening night, a beautiful night for baseball. We're tied at 3 on the Grizzlies Radio Network.
With the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A back-and-forth battle here at Chick Chansey Park on opening day. The Fresno Grizzlies took the lead in the bottom of the sixth on the two-run homer by Tommy Hotvey. But Stockton answers back in the top of the seventh on an unearned run. And that is where we're at. I believe that run is unearned. It was certainly the error that opened it up. Yeah, it was Davis Diaz who reached on that error and then later scored. They're going to call a strike on Felix Tena for not getting into the box on time. It'll be Tena, Reyes, and Hernandez to face the left-hander Ryan Magdich to start the bottom of the seventh. Fastball high and tight, and it's 1-1. Tena 0 for 2. He reached on an error back in the third. And he slices one into right center field. A looping line drive sinks down. The center fielder Pineda over to it. And Tena with his first hit of the year. Sets the table in front of Yiker Reyes. 2 for 2 with a walk. And he is proving to be a guy that fans of the Colorado Rockies will want to keep an eye on. He shows bunt and he pops it up sky high to first base. And C.J. Patero makes the easy catch. Reyes tried to show something else in his bag of tricks, but that time couldn't get the bunt down. And immediately out of the dugout comes Jim Gott. No activity in the Stockton bullpen, but we'll talk about how to approach Roynier Hernandez. So back and forth game this has been. Stockton putting up a single run in each of their last three at-bats. Fresno, the only crooked number of the game, coming in the sixth. And now looking for their offense to continue its rhythm against Ryan Magdich. Tena leads off first. Lefty-lefty matchup as Roynier Hernandez grounds it to first. Patero snags it in foul territory. Eli Cox immediately signaled foul. Tena didn't wait to hear the call as Patero looked at the home plate umpire and stepped on the base and then figured out that it was foul. 3-3 ball game. Home half of the seventh. And the Grizzlies, with fans who are waiting for fireworks, trying to create some offensive firepower of their own. Pitch misses away from Magdich. And it's even, one ball, one strike. Roynier Hernandez got Fresno on the board in the fifth, tied the game up with an RBI single, and he drives it into left center field, but it's going to hang up there for Cameron Leary. Lefty going the other way, just got underneath it as it tailed to the left fielder for out number two. So two outs, and now Robert Kalas. Just missed one back in the first. And hit a ball hard at the second baseman Sprague Lott and then struck out. His first at bat against Magdich, and he fouls it off. Change up down in the zone. It's 0-1. Tena off first with two away in the bottom of the seventh. Magdich deals and Claus chops it to short. Camarillo scoops it up, will throw in time to get Kalas and in the inning. So the leadoff hit goes for naught, and Fresno can't convert the what would have been go-ahead run. We have completed seven innings in downtown Fresno. Stockton and Fresno tied at three. New pitcher coming in for the Grizzlies. We'll tell you about him when we start the eighth on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit lynnsrestaurantgroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Sword out here, operating partner at Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
Fifth Fidel Ulloa will be the new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies, as he will face Pedro Pineda, Cesar Franco, and CJ Patero, the 5-6 and 7 hitters for Stockton in a 3-3 game. Ulloa pitched for Fresno last year, made 11 appearances after being drafted out of LSU, all relief appearances, one save, three holds, 12 innings, allowed just 6 runs last year. A 7th round draft pick, as Pineda stands in 0-for-2, and he swings at the first pitch, skies it into shallow center field, and it's Yiker Reyes calling off Kelvin Hidalgo for the first out. One pitch, one out for Ulloa. Now Cesar Franco, who walked twice. 7 combined pitches, rather, 7 combined balls in those walks. Kind of a weird at-bat in that second inning that you keep chuckling about. Ulloa misses high. Also grounded into a double play, and that was a pivotal moment in that fourth inning, which Stockton was threatening. Ulloa pours in strike one. 94 miles an hour, middle in. One out, nobody on here in the eighth. Ball skips in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Ulloa winds and deals, and Franco turns it up the first baseline foul right at Kevin Fitzer, but the first base umpire, Tanya Millett, right on top of it. Told you the top of the broadcast, Tanya making history tonight at Chick Chansey Park, first female umpire working a professional game. 2-2 pitch. Spoiled foul. And Alan Espinal kind of bent over. I think he was hoping he would have squeezed it. Taps Cesar Franco on the chest. Says, I'll get it next time. Ulloa from the wind. Called strike three. Froze him on the inside corner. And Fidel Ulloa gets the strikeout. Franco down for the second out here in the eighth. And C.J. Patero will come to the plate. Patero watches the fastball up and away, ball one. C.J. Patero, the first baseman, 1-for-2, has also walked. Seen all of the Grizzlies' pitchers tonight. 4 different arms used by Cesar Galvez. Ulloa misses down low at 92 miles an hour. 2 balls, no strikes. Popped up foul and out of play. Flared into foul territory, and Patero just staying alive. Still 2-2 to the first baseman. Chopped through the right side and into right field. Patero hustling around first will slam on the brakes. A 2-out knock for C.J. Patero will extend the eighth inning. His second hit of the night. And Miles Naylor will come to the plate looking to keep the Stockton inning going. Big swing and a miss by Naylor in the low, in the low 90s. Naylor 0 for 2, grounded into a double play back in the sixth. Aloha deals, and Naylor fouls it in and out of the glove of Espinal. 94 miles an hour from Fidel Ulloa. Patero leads off first, two outs in the top of the eighth. Ball down low. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch. Ulloa doesn't get the call on the inside corner. He looked in thinking that he had ended the inning. It's the second time Grizzlies have thought they've been out of a jam. 2-2 pitch. Ulloa delivers. That one's right there, right at the knees. Called strike three. 95 miles an hour on the CHP radar gun. Ulloa works a pretty smooth eighth inning, just around the one hit. The runner left stranded. Two strikeouts for Fidel. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio, the Bally Sports app, and MILB Audio.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
We're tied at three as we move to the bottom of the eighth. When it's time to make a run, Academy West Insurance is the insurance to fit your unique needs. Give them a call, Academy West Insurance. Grizzlies looking to make a run. They'll look to the middle of the lineup to do that. And this was the part of the lineup that eventually scored two runs. In the bottom of the sixth, it was Tommy Hopvey's homer that gave Fresno a 3-2 lead before Stockton tied it in the seventh. Magdich deals, and Kevin Fitzer turns one into the Estrella Jalisco section. Up by Fresno Social, but foul. Fitzer swinging at the 0-1, pops it into foul territory. Patero will chase it out as it bounces on the Grizzlies' dugout over the net. Two pitch up and away. One ball, two strikes. In the dirt. Kevin Fitzer, pretty good season debut. 1-for-3. Two pitch, foul back. Trying to add to it, Ryan Magdich, who came on in the sixth, starting his third inning of work. He did surrender the homer to Hotvy. Only given up two other hits, but that one looming fairly large. A righty warming in the Stockton bullpen. 2-2 to Fitzer, just outside. Big bendy thing. And it's full to Kevin Fitzer. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Payoff pitch. Fitzer swing and a miss. He got a piece of it into the glove of Davis Diaz, actually. That's a first out in the eighth. Said this was the part. There were two outs when Tommy Hotvy hit his homer. There's one out right now, and Kelvin Hidalgo is looking for his first hit of the year, 0 for 3. Chance against Magdich, and Hidalgo leans out and pops one over the Grizzlies bullpen down the right field line. 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball, and we're going to be with you at every Grizzlies home game, some select road games as well, and it's an easy way of saying it won't be on the first trip in Inland Empire as Hidalgo chases down and away. Looks like a fastball, and a sinking fastball. Is 93. But Kelvin Hidalgo is out in front. 0-2 pitch. Freezes him on the inside corner. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball locks up Hidalgo. That was a great sequence by the lefty, Magdich. And there's two away in the eighth for Blake Wright. He's 0 for 3. Score to run on the Hotvy homer. First pitch from Magdich settles in. Oh, that thing tailed back on the inside corner. Great changeup. And Ryan Magdich has found that feel here in his third inning of work. Right on that inside corner to a righty. 0-1 gets right to chase it. Again, 84 with tail. Ball is moving kind of like a wiffle ball. A lot of late life to it. 0-2 to right. Magdich deals. That one runs inside. That was 95. Almost unfair after those low 80s that were moving arm side for Magdich. And he comes back and pounds the inside off the plate. 1-2 to right. Two away, bottom of the eighth, 3-3 game. Wright drives it through left field. Base hit. Over to it quickly is Cameron Leary. Wright with an aggressive turn. But he will hold at first, and that sets the stage again for Tommy Hotvy, who hit it out right-handed last time. And that was against Magdich in the sixth. So Stockton giving their lefty a chance at redemption to keep this game tied at 3. Hotvy takes a fastball upstairs, 94 miles an hour, above his letters, 1-0. Outfield with a big split in left center. The center fielder, Pineda, shaded towards right field. Changeup drops in on the inside corner. Magdich really has a feel for that pitch. That's the third time in this inning he's hit that exact spot. Right at Hotvy's knees this time on the inside black. 1-1 from Magdich. Hotvy turns, soft grounder to third. Naylor picks it up, goes the short way to second in the inning. And that is it in the eighth. So we're going to head to the ninth. It's opening day. Everybody's waiting for fireworks. And we're going to have some explosions in the late innings. We're headed to the ninth, tied at 3. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN Radio.
Something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with Everyday Junk Removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, Everyday Junk Removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Into the ninth inning, top of the ninth, presented by Save Mart. Time to save big, and big savings just got easier at your local Save Mart. Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping trip and save money on your family's groceries, your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Not a save situation, but Fidel Ulloa is on to set up the Grizzlies offense. Fresno's going to make a change defensively at first base. Francisco Garcia has come into the game. And it'll be Joseph Rodriguez, the ninth place hitter, leading things off for Stockton as Ulloa starts his second inning of work. Worked around one hit last inning. Rodriguez 1-for-3, takes a fastball in. Second pitch, swung on and missed. Another fastball. This one down below the knees, and it's 1-1. Gonna check, but I believe that is the only change for Fresno defensively, as Ulloa misses down low. 2 balls and a strike to Rodriguez. Chop foul. We've also taken, so Fitzer has actually stayed in the game. And Francisco Garcia is in for Robert Calaz. Called strike three. Breaking ball on the inner third. Locks up Joseph Rodriguez. Third strikeout for Ulloa. The second batter he's caught looking. And now the top of the lineup, Ali Camarillo, 2-for-4, struck out twice, singled twice. And he takes a first pitch strike. Another bend to it from Ulloa. So Fitzer now in left, Felix Tena in right. And Ulloa deals. It's Camarillo fouls off another slider from Ulloa. 85 miles an hour. That one maybe got a little too much of the plate, but it's 0-2. Ulloa back with it. Fastball runs inside, and Camarillo just does get out of the way. Fortunate for Camarillo, that ball looked like it would have hurt, but maybe more fortunate for Ulloa, who's right back with it. Swing and a miss, and the slider gets Camarillo fishing. Third time he has struck out. Fourth strikeout for Ulloa. And there's two outs and nobody on for Davis Diaz. Certainly Stockton's hustle player of the game. Legged out a play to get an RBI. And then hustling on a pop-up that ended up being dropped. And he scored what is the tying run right now. We're tied at three. Fights off a fastball. 1-1. Middle in. One ball, one strike. Ulloa back with it, down and away. Two balls and one strike. 3-3 here in the ninth. Nobody's left because it's a great game. And there's fireworks after. 2-1 pitch. Popped up, foul. Is that? Nope, not near my family. Not close to my family. Never mind. Two balls, two strikes. I think everybody's family is here tonight. 2-2 pitch. Ulloa misses with the slider down low. He has gone to that pitch. That fastball-slider combo has been really good as he is trying to get Fresno to the plate and set up a celebratory win. This is chopped up the middle. Behind the bag, Roynor Hernandez gloves it, throws on the run, but not in time. And once again, that guy hustling down the line, Davis Diaz. We'll get to talk about him this weekend some more, I'm sure. But he has just put the ball in play and run as fast as he can. And it extends the inning for the middle of this Stockton lineup. Jared Spraglott. First pitch bends in for strike one. That slider is tough. And I don't think Spraglott cared for that because that was in an unhittable location, down and in. 0-1. Ulloa turns and checks on the catcher, Davis Diaz, running over at first. Pretty good move. Throw just a bit off the mark. Not much that Garcia could do with a tag there. Ulloa kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Jared Spraglott. Runner goes. 0-2 pitch. Down and away. Espinal's throw on the money. Hernandez tags him. And they catch Davis Diaz on the run to end the inning. What a throw by Espinal. And so Ulloa, two sterling innings of relief. Espinal, the assist. The put out by Hernandez. And the Grizzlies will have 8-9-1 trying to win it against a new arm for the Ports. When we come back to the bottom of the ninth, opening night, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. For information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
A chance for magic to happen on opening night. Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports tied at three as we start the bottom of the ninth. Alan Espinal, Felix Tena, and Yiker Reyes are due up for the Grizzlies. And they will face a new arm. It's Alejandro Manzano, the veteran arm, 6'2", 165 pounds. Split the season last year at the Arizona Complex League and with the Ports. And he will face Espinal to start things off in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch high to the Grizzlies catcher, who is 0 for 2. He's flown out to center. He's flown out to right. He's also walked and scored. Big runner caught stealing to end that last inning for Espinal. And he watches strike one from Manzano. Middle in, one ball, one strike. One pitch. Does not quite come back with the slider. Missed the inside corner. Eli Cox has had a really consistent zone. Big crowd tonight. Big debut for him behind the plate, and he has been solid. 2-1. Espinal chops it foul. Another slider. 91 miles an hour. Bending, breaking down with the pressure on. It's a tough ball to hit. 2-2 to Espinal. Just trying to get on base to start the bottom of the ninth. And he chases off-speed pitch again from Manzano, and the veteran arm gets the guy making his professional debut on strikes. So here's Felix Tena. Tena, 114 at-bats against the Ports coming into tonight. And he strokes this one into left center field. Got the fastball and lines it into left center. Cut off by Pineda in the gap. And there is the base runner. Second hit of the game for Tena. And back to the top of the lineup. It will be Yiker Reyes, 2 for 3 with a walk. The only time he has been retired tonight is when he tried to bunt. One on, one out for Reyes. Manzano deals, and it is just off the plate away. Another slider. Manzano has used that primarily. Reyes chops it foul up the first baseline. Another slider. That one was down and away. Reyes, I think, was aiming the opposite way. There's a big gap on the left side with Naylor well off the line at third. And the shortstop, Camarillo, tucked in. Pitch called, strike, throw, tips away into center field. Tena steals second, and he will get to third on the error. Winning run 90 feet away for Fresno here on opening night. Tena got a great jump, and the throw is just high. And now the infield will draw in. Stockton has already cut down one run tonight, but it's Yiker Reyes this time at the plate. The pitch, Reyes fouls it off, still 1-2. Felix Tena, a two-hit night, and both of them have come in the final three innings. Javier Godard has popped out of the Stockton dugout, and he is protesting with Eli Cox. I think he felt like time was called somewhere. But the home plate umpire handled it well. They did an auto pitch clock violation, so it's 2-2 to Reyes. The pitch. Reyes grounds it to second. Sprigglott's got it. This time the runner's not going anywhere. They'll get Reyes at first. And that is the second out. And so it will be Roynier Hernandez. Remember, Robert Kalas was lifted defensively last inning. Francisco Garcia came in at first base, and he is on deck. Hernandez with an RBI to his credit already. First pitch, too low. Slider with a lot of sink to it, 93 miles an hour from Manzano. Might have actually just been a sinker. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez taking all the way, straightened up by the fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Winning run 90 feet away for the Grizzlies. An opening night crowd of nearly 9,000. Looking for some fireworks, both in this game and after. 2-0 pitch. Hernandez chops it towards second. Sprigglott gets a tough hop. Will field it, throw to first, and end the inning. And on opening night, we get free baseball. Tied at three. Headed two extras on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Extra innings on opening night here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports are tied at three. And so we will start the 10th. And the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, the fifth of the night, will be right-hander Luke Taggart. 6'3 from Corpus Christi, Texas. And another arm for Fresno that is coming back from injury. Tell you a little bit more about him later. The runner at second is going to be Davis Diaz. And so what works out in an odd way, as the first pitch fastball is in there for strike one, the runner caught stealing at the end of the last inning, starts as a great inning for Stockton to try and manufacture a run here in extras. 0-1, poured in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to Jared Sprigglott. One hit and three at-bats. Davis Diaz is the guy I'd pick to run at second base. That was Javier Godard. And this is lined into right field, a base hit. Tenna over to it quickly. Diaz had to hold up, and so he will only get to third. And immediately, it's first and third with nobody out in the tent. So Luke Taggart, the veteran, thrust into a very difficult situation. Fresno up the middle would concede the run for two outs as Cameron Leary is at the plate. 2-for-4. Lined into that odd double play his last time up. Runners on the corners here. And Taggart misses on the inside. That looked like a really good pitch. 93, but off the plate. Yeah, TrackMan agrees that that was well off the plate. 1-0 from Taggart. That catches the outside corner. 93 miles an hour, another fastball. 1-1 to Leary. All the runs came in the middle innings. Stockton with runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Single runs each time. 1-1. Leary fouls it off behind the plate. Trying to get the slider down and in. And falls behind the count 1-2. Fresno's runs 1 on the Roynier Hernandez RBI in the 5th. And then the Tommy Hopvey 2-run homer in the 6th. A 1-2. Cut on and missed. A big strikeout by Luke Taggart. And a tough hitter retired with runners on the corners in the 10th. Now a double play would get you out of it. Sprague Lott, the runner at first. Diaz, the runner at third. The hitter is Pedro Pineda. Taggart's first pitch, and an excuse me check swing that Pineda could not hold up on as the slider just dove out of sight. It's 0-1. 3-3, top of the 10th. Stockton with two on and one out. Taggart deals, and another chase and a miss on a slider down and away. And it's 0-2 to Pedro Pineda, who will use his timeout. Taggart, the big strikeout of Cameron Leary. Trying to do the same with Pineda. 0-2 pitch. Long pause. Now delivers. And it's grounded softly to short. Hidalgo comes and gets it. Flips the second for one. The turn in time. Big double play. Luke Taggart escapes the jam. And Fresno is going to have the winning run on second base in the bottom of the 10th. What a pitch. The slider down and away. Hidalgo smoothly fields it and turns two. We'll head to the bottom of the 10th, tied at 3. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
A beautiful night for baseball and an announced crowd of 8,972 tonight at Chukchansky Park want to see fireworks. And as soon as that winning run comes home, they will see them. It'll be Francisco Garcia with his first at bat of the season, followed by Kevin Fitzer and Kelvin Hidalgo. 3-4-5 in the Grizzlies lineup to face Alejandro Manzano. The automatic runner at second base is Roynier Hernandez. Good speed, And Stockton expecting the bunt. First baseman Pitaro waiting for it, and Garcia's showing it. Garcia pops it up behind the plate and to the net. It's 0-1. Idea, get the runner to third. Get a chance to win it with a sac fly. And a quick move, a step off towards second, will send Hernandez back to the base without a throw. Should this game keep going, Nathan Blasick is warming up in the Fresno bullpen. Garcia wants to get the bunt down, though. And this pitch is outside. Diaz had to pop over to it. Great athleticism to cross his body and keep it from going to the backstop. 1-1 to Francisco Garcia, who's just looking to get the bunt down and get Roynier Hernandez to third. Fastball high. I believe it's 2-1 to Francisco Garcia. Nobody out. Bottom of the 10th inning. Haven't had a run since that unearned one by Stockton in the 7th. Misses down low. And Manzano with the base open might be willing to set up the force. Even though Fresno's trying to give the out. 3-1. Garcia tried to bunt at it. It was a breaking ball that was in the bottom third corner, down and away. That was a great pitch by Manzano. Count is full. They take the bunt off here. 3-2 pitch. And Garcia pops it up foul, swinging. And a pitch that was over the heart of the plate and just missed it. So taking the bunt off, Stockton backs the infield up. 3-2 pitch. Runs inside, ball four. So the force set up, and that is part of the chess match there. Fresno was willing to give up the out. And Stockton was willing to set up the force and give the base runner. And finally, Garcia works the walk. So here's Kevin Fitzer, 1-for-4. Now he will try to bunt. And I think they called that a ball. And the Stockton dugout is going to lose their mind. They appealed behind the mound to Tanya Millett. There's no way that she would be able to see the difference. Fitzer just dropped the bat out of the way, so it's 1-0. He takes upstairs again. I would say Fitzer made an attempt at that first one. So the Grizzlies are going to catch a break. Now it's 2-0, but Grizzlies are trying to give up the out to get Hernandez over to third. 2-0 pitch. Runs inside. Bunted right back to the mound. Manzano's play is at third, and he will get the out. Hernandez retired as that ball was right back to the pitcher. And so now Garcia is the winning run on second. And Kelvin Hidalgo, who helped turn a great double play to get out of that inning in the top of the 10th. Probably swinging away, but the force is set up. Or Stockton could turn a double play of its own. First and second, one out in the bottom of the 10th. Hidalgo takes a slider on the inside part of the plate. Garcia walked. Fitzer reached on the fielder's choice. Now a fastball at the top of the zone. Oh, that had a little wrinkle to it as well. 0-2. Hidalgo once time. All it takes is one hit. Although the outfield for Stockton drawn in. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hidalgo down on strikes, and Manzano with a big second out. As Blake Wright will come to the plate. Outfield backs up a little, but not too much, because a base hit still could produce the winning run. Now Pineda, the center fielder, moved in right as I said that. Wright, 1-for-3. Manzano's first pitch, big swing and a miss. That, a lot of late action. Didn't get a velocity on it, but had to have been a curveball from Manzano. 0-1 to right. He drives it into center field. Pineda racing back, gets a beat on it, and will make the catch to end the inning. Wright just missed it, and we are headed to the 11th. More baseball here at Chukchansey Park. The first game of the season. And the first game of a three-game series.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
The 11th inning here at Chukchansey Park, downtown Fresno, the season opener, and nearly 9,000 fans waiting to see fireworks. Still waiting is Nathan Blasick, the 6'3 right-hander from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will take over. He is the sixth Grizzlies pitcher tonight. And he did throw here in Fresno last year, played five games after being drafted in the 19th round out of the University of New Orleans. And he was really good for the Grizzlies. Just gave up one run in 5 1/3. Did walk 5. And here he'll deal with the inherited runner that is Pedro Pineda. Cesar Franco, CJ Patero, Miles Naylor. Due up for Stockton. 3-3 game. And both teams just trying to get a run home as Franco fouls back the first pitch. A little bit different look for Blasick. Drops down. And at 6'3, they do have some 6-foot pitchers on the Grizzlies squad. 0-1. Fastball, 94 miles an hour. Just nicks that bottom inside corner. And it's 0-2 to Franco. But I was going to say, after 6'5", 6'6", coming out of the bullpen at every turn, you'd think he doesn't have a ton of size. 0-2 grounded softly to second. Hernandez will get a soft hop, throw to Garcia for the out. But Franco does the job, gets the go-ahead run to third. And now with C.J. Patero coming to the plate, the left-handed bat against the righty Blasick. Stockton looking for its first lead since the sixth inning. Infield draws in for the Grizzlies with Pineda on third. Good runner. And Blasic fires in a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Down but over the heart of the plate, 0-1. Blasic kicks and deals again. That's a slider with a lot of late life. And over the heart of the plate, almost the same location in terms of the middle of the plate at the knees. Just a different pitch. 94 to 79, 0-2 pitch to Patero. Swing and a miss. Blasic blows a 96-mile-an-hour fastball by his letters. And that was a clutch K. 2 outs, and Miles Naylor will come to the plate. He's 0 for 3. Blasic kicks and deals, a slider in the dirt, saved by Espinal, who's done extra work tonight in his professional debut. Been real solid behind the plate. 1-0 to Naylor. Pineda leads off third, and a fastball runs high and tight. Blasic, kind of a drop-and-drive type of guy. And it almost looks like he's throwing the ball up when it crosses at the letters. 2-0 pitch. That one doesn't get the call. Just a bit lower than where he had been really steady to get ahead of Patero. Now 3-0 to Naylor. Joseph Rodriguez, who's 1-for-4, waits on deck. 3-0 pitch. Fastball gets the call on the inside. That ran into the righty, Naylor. 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Chopped towards short. Hidalgo got a charge, got a hurry. Gloves it, throws on the run. Dug out by Garcia for the out. Good defense. In the 11th for the Grizzlies, Blasic keeps it even. And we will head to the bottom of the 11th. Alejandro Manzano still heading out there. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit LynnsRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with everyday junk removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews. Everyday junk removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Well, another shot for the Grizzlies to walk it off in front of the home crowd. And the hometown hero with a two-run homer to his name already will lead things off. Tommy Hopvey, who went deep from the right side back in the sixth, the two-run homer that gave the Grizzlies their only lead, will face Alejandro Manzano with Blake Wright standing on second, Wright representing the winning run. Hopvey back from the left side, shows bunt, puts it up the third baseline, it's foul. We'll do it again. Fresno intent, needing just one run to get that winning run to third with one out. They are trying to lay down the bunt. Manzano kicks and deals. Hopvey, another bunt. This one's good. Manzano's only play will be to first. His throw to the second baseman, Sprague Lack covering. And Hopvey does the job. He'll get right over to third with one out. And the Grizzlies, doing what is asked of them, will leave it to Alan Espinal. The Grizzlies catcher making his pro debut will get the intentional walk instead. And so, Felix Tena will come to the plate. And this is an interesting choice. Will they walk Tena as well to set up the force? The infield is in. Tena with two hits. A chance to win it. First pitch chases a slider in the dirt. That might have actually been a sinker. I apologize for getting those crossed up. Got to look on the monitor. Espinal off first, right off third. Right's the run that counts. Tena serves it into right field. Back is Rodriguez. He makes the catch. Right tags. The throw home. Offline. Right scores. Grizzlies win. Felix Tena. A two-hit night and the game-winning RBI. The Grizzlies walk it off on opening night. These nearly 9,000 fans were promised fireworks, and they get the appetizer. An 11-inning opening night win for the Fresno Grizzlies. Felix Tena hits the sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 11th, and the Grizzlies start 2025 at 1-0. Six different Fresno Grizzlies arms held Stockton to just three runs and just two earned runs. And the Grizzly offense punctuated by a two-run homer by Tommy Hotvy ends up walking it off. Felix Tena, a crucial batter throughout the game tonight for Fresno, ends up delivering the winning RBI. And the Grizzlies start 2025 at 1-0. For those of you watching on the Bally Sports app and MILB.com, we're going to exit the live stream momentarily, but it will wrap this one up for you and put a bow tie on it as the Grizzlies win in a marathon game on opening night. Final line score for Stockton, 3 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors. Fresno, 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher, Nathan Blasic. The losing pitcher, although a great effort, Alejandro Manzano. That game took 3 hours and 4 minutes, and we played 11 innings. Now it's attendance of 8,972. We do appreciate you joining us on this opening night. If you're on 790 ESPN Radio here in Fresno or on the audio app, we will continue after this break. But really do want to thank you for joining us tonight. A fantastic ball game. Fireworks still to come at the stadium, but we will wrap this one up on the other side. I want to thank our entire production crew, and we will see you tomorrow night on the live stream and on the streaming apps when the Grizzlies and the Ports continue this series. Game 2. Of the 3-game set, scheduled for 6:50 first pitch, Stockton will throw Aiden Layton. Fresno set to throw Ismael Luciano. And a lot going on tomorrow night. Hope you'll come out and get the free replica jersey if you weren't able to make it out tonight. And then we're celebrating our Valley Heroes. My Job Depends on Ag, as well as Military Appreciation Night. We'll wrap it up on the radio when we come back. Fresno wins in walk-off fashion, 4-3 on opening night. This is the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slatt.
Grizzlies win this one tonight, 4-3 over the Stockton Ports from Chukchansey Park. I'm Tim Slack. This is the Fresno Grizzlies post-game show presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Coming up to Chukchansey Gold, join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chukchansey promises an unforgettable experience. Well, tonight, one of the highlights of this one before the Grizzlies were able to walk it off was Tommy Hopvey. Looking up! And he deals. It's driven deep left field. Back goes Leary. Leary at the wall, looking up. It is gone! Tommy Hopvey powers out the first homer of the season for Fresno, and the Grizzlies lead 3-2. Grizzlies would surrender an unearned run in the top of the seventh inning, and then that ended up forcing extras as neither team could take advantage of the extra runner. But it was Felix Tena who was able to walk it off with the sacrifice fly and get the Grizzlies the first win of the season. So Fresno with a great effort, six pitchers tonight. Jackson Cox making his return to the mound after a year and a half, two innings without giving up a run, struck out three. Yansel Correa went three innings, did get tagged for two runs. Fisher Jameson with a great professional debut, one unearned run, two innings, and he struck out one. Fidel Ulloa was fantastic in two innings of relief, four strikeouts without surrendering a run, just two base runners. Luke Taggart, one scoreless inning with the strikeout, and then Nathan Blasic with a solid 11th inning to earn the first win of the year. A couple of standouts offensively for the Grizzlies. Yiker Reyes had a two-hit night. Reiner Hernandez with an RBI that got the Grizzlies on the board. Of course, the Hopvey homer and then the Tena walk-off. And Fresno now celebrating with fireworks tonight. There will be fireworks tomorrow night as well, as 6:50 start time. And we are looking forward to that one. first day of the season around minor league baseball, and the Cal League has plenty of interesting matchups that we'll be talking about throughout the weekend and throughout the season. But the Fresno Grizzlies happy to open it up, and they are 1-0 to start 2025. As I mentioned, we'll be back tomorrow night at 6:50 for the first pitch, 6:35 on the streaming apps, no ESPN Radio until the next homestand, but we do appreciate our folks back at the studio locking it down. We do appreciate you tuning in throughout the night and hope you'll join us this weekend. Plenty of fun festivities to take part in, plus a Sunday 105 series finale. Bluey and Bingo will be here, as well as the debut of Brody Brecht, one of the top prospects in the Rockies organization, made his professional unofficial debut in the spring breakout game, and he will start that Sunday game. But tomorrow night, 6:50, it will be Aiden Layton for Stockton against Ismael Luciano for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies win it tonight 4-3 for everybody here at Chick Chansey Park and with the Fresno Grizzlies. I'm Tim Slack. Good night.